Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. In our first story, Senator Joni Ernst, a member of the Doge caucus, is pushing to end a $400 million slush fund intended to support presidential candidates. Ernst has drafted the Eliminating Leftover Expenses for Campaigns for Taxpayers, ELECT, Act to defund this program, which she refers to as a welfare for politicians. This initiative is part of the Doge caucus's broader effort to eliminate government waste and inefficiency. The caucus, chaired by Ernst, aims to work closely with President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, Doge, led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. The Presidential Campaign Fund, established in 1976, allows taxpayers to voluntarily contribute $3 to the fund when filing their taxes. However, Ernst argues that the program is outdated and has become a slush fund for politicians. According to Ernst, the fund has accumulated over $400 million, with only a fraction being used for its intended purpose. Ernst's proposal has been met with support from fellow caucus members, including Senators Rick Scott, John Cornyn, and Roger Marshall. The ELECT Act is expected to be a key priority for the Doge caucus in the coming weeks. The move is seen as part of a broader effort to reduce government waste and increase transparency. The Doge caucus has been working to identify and eliminate inefficient programs, and the Presidential Campaign Fund is just one example. As the ELECT Act moves forward, it is likely to face opposition from those who argue that the fund provides essential support for presidential candidates. However, Ernst and her colleagues remain committed to ending what they see as a wasteful and unnecessary program. In more Doge news, a federal judge has handed the Doge caucus a significant victory by declining to halt its access to federal agency data. The ruling, made by Judge John D. Bates of the District Court for the District of Columbia, determined that Doge is likely an agency under the Economy Act of 1932. This decision means that Doge's members can be detailed to other agencies, allowing them to access data from federal government agencies such as Labor, Health, and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The judge's ruling rejected arguments that Doge's access to this data should be blocked. The implications of this decision are significant, as it enables Doge to continue its work using data from these federal agencies. This ruling is a win for Doge and its mission, and it will likely have a lasting impact on the organization's ability to access and utilize federal data. The ruling is also seen as a victory for transparency and accountability in government. By allowing Doge to access federal agency data, the judge's decision promotes the public's right to know and understand how their government is operating. Critics of the ruling argue that it could potentially create national security risks or compromise sensitive information. However, supporters of Doge argue that the organization's work is essential to promoting government accountability and transparency. As the Doge caucus continues its work, this ruling will likely have a significant impact on its ability to access and utilize federal data. The organization's mission to promote transparency and accountability in government has been bolstered by this decision, and it will likely continue to play an important role in shaping the national conversation around government accountability. In corporate news, a group of Walmart shareholders has sent a letter to the company's board of directors expressing support for reining in its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. The move comes after a backlash from Democratic attorneys general, who criticized the company's decision to scale back its DEI initiatives. In the letter, the shareholders argued that Walmart's DEI policies have become overly politicized and are no longer aligned with the company's core business goals. They expressed concern that the policies are creating a divisive work environment and are not providing a positive return on investment. The shareholders' letter is a significant development in the ongoing debate over corporate DEI policies. Many companies, including Walmart, have faced pressure from progressive activists and investors to adopt more aggressive DEI initiatives. However, there is growing pushback from conservative investors and lawmakers who argue that these policies are often overly broad and can create more problems than they solve. The Democratic Attorneys General, led by New York Attorney General Lieta James, has sent a letter to Walmart CEO Doug McMillon, criticizing the company's decision to scale back its DEI policies. The Attorneys General argued that the policies are essential for promoting diversity and inclusion in the workplace. However, the Walmart shareholders' letter suggests that there is growing skepticism about the effectiveness and value of these policies. The letter's signatories argued that Walmart's DEI policies have become too focused on politics and social activism, rather than on promoting a positive and inclusive work environment. The debate over corporate DEI policies is likely to continue, with both sides arguing that their approach is best for businesses and society. As the conversation evolves, it will be important to consider the perspectives of all stakeholders, including investors, employees, and customers. In judicial news, a recent decision by Texas judges to significantly reduce the bond of a murder suspect has sparked widespread outrage and criticism. The suspect, who is accused of murder, had their bond reduced from $800,000 to just $100 per charge. The move has been slammed by law enforcement officials, prosecutors, and victim rights advocates who argue that the reduced bond puts public safety at risk. Many have expressed concerns that the suspect may flee or pose a danger to the community. The judge's decision has also raised questions about the fairness and effectiveness of the bond system. Critics argue that the reduced bond is too low, given the severity of the charges, and that it sends the wrong message about the value of human life. Supporters of the judge's decision, on the other hand, argue that the bond reduction is necessary to ensure that the suspect receives a fair trial and that their rights are protected. They also point out that the suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty. The controversy surrounding the reduced bond has sparked a broader debate about the role of judges, prosecutors, and law enforcement in the criminal justice system. As the case moves forward, many will be watching to see how the judge's decision impacts the outcome and the community perception of justice. In law enforcement news, Frank Figliuzzi, a former FBI assistant director, has sparked controversy with his recent statement suggesting that individuals who voted for Donald Trump should question their American identity. This comment has been met with outrage and accusations of elitism, with many arguing that it undermines the principles of democracy and freedom of choice. Figliuzzi's statements have been seen as an example of the growing polarization in American politics, where individuals are increasingly being pressured to conform to certain ideologies or face ostracism. Critics argue that this kind of rhetoric can be damaging to the fabric of American society, where diverse perspectives and opinions are supposed to be valued. It's worth noting that Figliuzzi's comments has not been taken out of context, and it's unclear what he meant by his statement. However, the backlash against him has been swift, with many calling for him to apologize or clarify his remarks. Ultimately, the controversy surrounding Figliuzzi's statement highlights the challenges of navigating complex political issues in a deeply divided society. While some may see his comment as a legitimate critique of Trump's policies, others view it as an attack on their very identity as Americans. Regardless of one's political affiliations, it's essential to engage in respectful and constructive dialogue, acknowledging the diversity of perspectives that exist within American society. By doing so, we can work towards a more inclusive and tolerant public discourse. I appreciate you stopping by today, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please like, subscribe, share, maybe leave a comment. And I really know that your time is valuable, so every time you come by, it's very much appreciated. And as always, stay informed and stay balanced.